Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did her former boss keep coming into work even after she had passed away?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, share those real ghost stories with us because we would like to hear them. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You can write them in realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also become a premium subscriber. You will get advanced episodes. You get access to the archive, all of that commercial-free. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts, where you can try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes in Harper today. How are you, friend?
Hello, hello, hello. I am great. How about you, Carol?
You know, pretty good. I know this airs sometime in December, like middle of December, but for you and me, it's right now, it's the day before Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Carol. What do you have planned this year?
I'm just going to do a little brunch with my mom and my sister. Full disclosure, this girl here hates to cook. I don't enjoy it. I don't like to bake. And so for me, and I don't like the cleaning up. So all of those things combined is a lot. So we're going out. There's a place in town that's nice and they have a really nice buffet. My mom loves it. So we're going to go there. I was thinking about maybe that in a movie, but the weird thing is this year there's not any big, a lot of times there's a big blockbuster movie that comes out on Thanksgiving that everybody's wanting to see. And I'm not seeing that, but I'm like, maybe just go see anything. I love going to the movies. Now you guys have already started preparing.
We're already starting today. My sister is making like little chocolate covered turkeys. Chocolate covered strawberries that are shaped like turkeys. It's gonna be really fun. I think I'm probably gonna help her out with that because I've made them last year with my grandmother. We have a few friends and family coming over this year that I'm really excited about.
How many do you think you'll have at your house?
Maybe at least like 10 or 11.
That's a lot. You guys probably have one big dining room table, but do you have it so you'll set up another space or? Because I haven't been to your house. That's pretty open concept, I think. Your kitchen, dining room, are they together?
It's more going to be like a little buffet.
Perfect.
The tops, because we don't really have any like big like dining spaces. So it's going to be like a grab and go as far as I'm concerned.
You want to hear this interesting story?
Yes.
I think this one is interesting. So it says, first, I want to say I love your show. Thank you. It helps me get through hours of paperwork at my job as a social worker. I want to thank that person. Being a social worker is tough work important work too, helping other people. Anyway, I've written in before. I have several stories to share. Here is one of my favorites. Soon after graduating college, I worked for a residential facility for homeless mentally ill adults. My supervisor, Linda, was this amazing woman who cared for the residents who were outcasts and forgotten in society. Linda was a divorced, middle-aged woman who had an adult child living in another state. She had many friends, but her family was pretty much the residents and staff at this facility. Needless to say, she dedicated her life to the place and the people who both lived and worked there. Linda was a smoker, and she was proud of it. Linda. Unfortunately, this vice eventually led to her getting lung cancer, and by the time she was diagnosed, the cancer had already metastasized to her brain and liver. She lived only 2 months after being diagnosed, and the last month was in hospice. During those months, she worried constantly about the facility, the residents, and the staff, despite us reassuring her during our visits that everyone was fine. Linda died in her sleep, and the staff put together a beautiful memorial service where former staff and residents, old and new, came to pay their respects. At this time, a new acting manager was put in place, someone Linda had actually requested. I was working overnight shifts, which required only one member of the staff. Part of my job was to walk the grounds regularly and tidy up. The acting manager decided not to use Linda's office as his office because he said it didn't seem right. He missed Linda and was the most shaken when she died. After Linda died, I started experiencing weird things around the main office, mainly around Linda's office. I would have strange feelings like someone was watching me, although I was the only one there. I kept Linda's office door closed, and many times I would hear the door unlatch and squeak open. It was around winter, so I kept the heater on, but there was always a chill just outside Linda's office. A few times the fax machine would start up as if a fax was coming in, but only a blank sheet would emerge. I never said anything to anyone about these happenings until one team meeting. I was talking to a coworker and mentioned Linda's door opening by itself. To my surprise, he said, "You too?" He worked the other overnight shifts and said he also experienced these things. Then we asked the maintenance man if it was possible for the door to do that. He showed us that not only was the door securely latched, but it was an old doorknob and one had to turn the knob and pull hard because it sometimes stuck. I asked him about the chill outside Linda's office, and he showed us that the heater was working fine, and in fact, the heat did reach that part of the office. So it was weird. These strange occurrences continued to happen, but never once did I feel scared. Strangely, I felt comforted. Coworkers would say it's Linda checking up. Whenever it would happen, I would say, "Hey, Linda, everything's fine." Shortly after these incidents started happening, a permanent manager took over. She wasn't as personable as Linda, but she was very efficient and ran the facility well, and the incidents stopped. Was it because Linda was satisfied everything was going to be okay? Was she able to finally rest and know someone would take care of what used to be your second home? I don't know. I've moved on since then, but once in a while, I'll drive by the facility and see old coworkers and rehash our overnight adventures, and we would always end with, "Hi, Linda, everything is fine." And that was from May. I think there's something about that story that's really sad, obviously, but it's also really sweet too. Like, yeah. Everyone loved her so much. And don't you think it probably was Linda, since she was so attached and she would be so worried about leaving the facility? You know, is it going to go to in the right hands? Is somebody going to love and care for these people as much as I do? Are they going to get the services they need? Because in a job like that, it's not just you go in and do your job and leave. There are people depending on you. You know, these are mentally ill, homeless people who need the services. They don't have what they need in this world, and you're helping provide it. That would be intense, yeah. Right?
Oh my goodness, yes.
So couldn't you see someone like Linda? You know, because once they hired the permanent manager, then everything stopped. So it was almost like she was going in to make sure they were okay. What do you think?
Until the permanent manager arrived. A part that I found really interesting was when they like went around and like checked everything to see like if it's like even possible for there to be cold spots in Lindsay's office or for
like the door.
Or for the door to shut on it. Or for the door to open on its own. I just find it so neat how they, like, purposely, like, went around, like, to go check that. Yeah. And, like, it was proven that, like, that couldn't happen on its own. I find that part really interesting. That just, like, proves that it was probably Linda or some other thing.
Well, when you look at it, it started after Linda died. It stopped when the new manager came on board.
Yeah.
I'm going with Linda.
I'm going with Linda, too.
I am going with Linda all the way. I think, but there's just something so beautiful about that. She was a woman who cared so deeply that even after she died, she wanted to check in on everything to make sure everyone was okay.
Oh. Yeah, that sounds like a truly, like, good person.
I know. It gets me in the heart. Well, here's another story. Let's give it a listen.
This is Eric from Central Illinois. This story is something that has kind of been ongoing in a new house that my fiance and I have moved into in April. Started out where I, when rocking the baby to sleep, I had a line of sight into the kitchen. And I would see out of the corner of my eye the microwave and the oven time kind of get blocked out. And I thought maybe it was just my eyes playing tricks on me. So that's totally plausible. Then there was an instance where I was in the basement and I heard my fiance call for me. Went upstairs fully expecting to see her, as thought it was kind of odd as she had left and she wasn't there. So then I thought maybe I was just hearing things. Then one night the toddler had woken up, so I was on the floor sleeping next or laying next to the toddler until he got back to sleep. And I was facing the crib and I heard footsteps coming through the kitchen, into the room and standing right next to me, on my backside. And I rolled over fully expecting to see the feet of my fiance standing there and seeing her, and nobody was there. Then about a month ago, I was in one of the spare bedrooms doing some work late at night, watching some TV, and I had the door not all the way closed, but it was closed enough to where there might have been like a centimeter gap. And I heard the toddler starting to wrestle around, so I figured he was going to be getting up. And the door to the bedroom swings open probably about 6 inches, eight inches. And I'm looking and I thought I saw somebody there. So I thought maybe it was my fiance, 'cause it was like totally dark in the room, just had the TV light and my laptop light. So I was kind of blinded by that, but it looked like somebody was there. And I just stood and looked at the door, and I had a cold brush of air, like the back door might've been open. So the next day I asked my fiance if she had taken the dog out. And she said yes. And I said, well, when did you do it? And she's like, well, it was after, the toddler had woken up, and, he hadn't woken up at that point. A couple weeks ago we were making Christmas cookies, and we heard, it was like almost like a dog toy in the dog crate getting batted around, but the dog was not in that crate. He was in his nighttime crate. And she kind of looked at me. She's like, did you hear that? And I'm like, yeah, it sounded like a dog toy, like getting batted. And about 10 seconds later, it happened again. and I went and stood by the dog crate, and it didn't happen. So, some weird things are kind of going on. It's not an old home. It was built probably 20, 25 years ago. The people that we bought it from, are still living. So I don't know if it's my fiance's mother who passed away, last January. So we do have a lot of her stuff, after she, passed on. But I don't get the sense that it's anything evil. It's just something that I think that is letting us know that it's there. So thank you. Have a good one.
So that's interesting. As I was listening to that story and it's kind of going on, I'm like, it seems like he didn't say anything about activity before the baby. And so I was like, I wonder if this is like a maternal spirit. And then at the end, I'm kind of wondering if it isn't her mother. What do you think?
Honestly, I just think it's like some sort of like watching thing. It doesn't necessarily even have to be human, because like often in stories we find that there's like something that like watches like a newborn or like a toddler. It could be like the fiance's mother, or it could just be something watching.
And he didn't say anything about a second baby. He was just, it sounded like they just have the one.
Yeah.
So that even makes me think more so that it's her mother, because as a parent, I would imagine you would want to know your grandkids. Like that would be so important to be around your grandkids, spend time with them, and to be gone and never get to meet them, I think would be really difficult. So I don't know. I like to think it's the mom.
I do too.
And if I was them and I got that activity, I think I would be like, hey, mom, you know, stop messing with the dog toys, you know, be respectful.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of beautiful. Those are actually two really interesting stories. I think about women who cared very deeply in life, and that is the same after they're gone.
Yeah.
I think those are two really, really beautiful stories.
I thought they were really good stories.
So if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. You will get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.